Blog Talk Radio.
Take a look at my soul. Nothing left but these holes. They tried to take me down, but Yah is in control. So now I ask you, you suddenly black too. The oppressor ain't fair when he attacked. You started wars because they tried to tax you. You should be asking who they was taxing. Not what prices on our backs. And the IRS wanted in on the back end. Lincoln was never down for emancipation. Just good political relations to try to make a good case for the next election. Yet Jim Crow came right back in the field, certified with a government seal. Probably tried to stand up with zeal. Sadly, he thought that Jesus was real. They gave us some fake moons and education to keep us concealed.
Take a look at my soul. All I want to do is go. There's nothing left of me. I'm just hard as slavery. For hundred centuries, nothing left for you to tell. All I want to be is be my Yah and live free.
For 100 centuries of this horrid slavery, but Yah, He is the King, and He will save me. So now I ask you, will you drop to your knees and beg Yah, please? Don't you know that Yah is coming? It's like tomorrow. I can't even tell you the time on your Audemars. Just guard your heart, baby Paul, baby doll. Don't cry. Paparazzi never cared about them tears. No way. Just spend my Yah all day. Resting Him just like the song say. I'm waiting for the day that He sit on the throne. Till then I'm stuck in my zone. Staying focused on the day when He finally take His home. Till then I'm prophesying to the drop on, to the day that I'm gone, and Yah reveal what He has shown, that Yahweh is Elohim, is Him, and none alone.
Take a look at my soul, all I want to do is go, there's nothing left of me, of this horrid slavery, for 100 centuries, nothing left for you to hold. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. Live free. Yeah. Look at my soul. All I want to do is go. There's nothing left of me. I'm this horrid slavery. 100 centuries left for you to hold. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah.
We ride for,
yeah.
We die for,
yeah.
Serve Yah only, cause there is no one besides one.
Let them know.
We ride for,
uh-huh.
We die for,
uh-huh.
Serve Yah only, cause there is no one besides one.
Let them know.
There is none before Yah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There is none besides Yah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There is only one Yah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There is only one God.
There is none before. And that's Yah.
There is none before.
And that's Yah.
Uh-huh.
There is only one God. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Let them know once again.
There is none before.
And that's Yah.
Uh-huh. There is none before.
And that's Yah.
Uh-huh. There is
we die for. Serve Yah only, cause there is no one besides one.
There is only one.
Captivity is looked on us. We still torture, smuggled by the system. Adorned in Eden's garments. Homie meant for slaughter on a level.
Yeah.
The black rose that grew up by the concrete. Your blood from the rose petal. A house ever. Many dry bones lie in darkness. The speckled bird around to make a meal off the carcass of the unlearned to see. Lock right in their mouth. Cause we turn the deaf ear and the wisdom is been cut out.
Awake.
And gather all nations that's not desired for the seeking of the most high faith. But soon expires, not the lie. So I made a song to prophesy that we have to do away with the wicked, seek the most high, and their reply. We already did it, so set aside, because the people that is waiting on Yah be the Messiah. So we say,
there is none before.
And that's Yah.
There is none before.
And that's Yah.
There is only one Yah.
Let them know. Let them know that.
There is none before.
And that's Yah.
There is none before.
And that's Yah. We ride for, we die for, serve Yah only, cause there is no one besides one.
There is only one.
My feet planted holiness to Yah in this sanctuary. Righteousness was filled, many seekers revealed. Right on the seventh day, the fear of Yah walking on his ways. Truth, righteousness, mercy, judgment maintained. Can't forget about perfection. We must be equal to be restored, to bring goodness to Yah's people. Change people broken by the word of Yahweh's prophets. Darkness is not the option. Yah light will guide us out of purity. Cleaving to Yah is what the meek will do. The words of Yah show to them. Soaks the oak podium. We'll procure your treasure no matter what other nations do. Gotta change up our hearts, and we will make it through to know that
there is only one God.
Let them know that
there is none before.
And that's Yah.
There is none beside.
And that's Yah.
There is only one God.
One more time, let them know. Let them know that
there is none before.
And that's Yah.
There is none beside.
And that's Yah. We ride for, we die for, serve Yah only, cause there is no one besides one.
There is only one.
Let's go. We praise Yah. We praise Yah. Come on. 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 Come on.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2230 Kemper Lane, bringing to you, and yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King, he's our Judge, he's our Lawgiver, and Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for once again allowing us to come before you with his great, holy, and sanctified words, the words of truth. Today we will be dealing with Yahweh in Help, Part 2. And as I told you, we will be dealing with this all week long. Because your health don't have anything to do, or your health don't have just to do with the various herbs, the various medicines, ointments that our people rely on heavily. But as we seen yesterday, many of the sicknesses and the wounds and the bruises, as well as the plagues that our people are being afflicted with, actually come from sin, iniquity. And until we get that corrected, plagues, these bruises, these wounds will forever be a record of our story. But I also want you to know as well, and we'll do just a little recap of yesterday, that in terms of this plague that they call a pandemic that's afflicting our people, that's plaguing up more than anybody else, even though they have unleashed in the various different states the populations back out into the community, not knowing if they have a virus or not. And we know this is totally reckless. And not only is it reckless, but it's a total abomination. Here it is. Down in New Orleans, I won't forget this, at home order in New Orleans. And there was a black family there. They exercised their rights and wanted to bury their loved one as they generally do. And what they do, they, New Orleans style, they had the horns playing, the music bumping, going down the street with their umbrellas, dancing, prancing, and celebrating the life of their loved ones who who just died. Well, the family member that organized the funeral, they arrested, fined. That's what the city did. And in turn, she came out and apologized for burying her dead. And all over the media, they said she was insensitive. And all she did was want to bury her loved one. But now here we got some white racists. And yes, they are racists. And the people who are allowing them to be racist out there protesting in many of the cities. They are purposely defying the stay-at-home order that the government enacted. Here we got Israelite congregations that have closed their doors, but we can have some white racists come together at the Capitol, on Capitol grounds, stopping traffic, screaming and hollering at people, practicing no social distancing with their guns. They doing it in Michigan. They doing it in Pennsylvania. They are even doing it in Ohio and saying, we want to go back to work. Nobody fined. Nobody arrested. To me, you can't get no greater insensitive than that. You got one burying the dead, they fined in jail, and then you got a group. I'm talking about hundreds of people all together practicing no social distance, not wearing masks. And as a matter of fact, they got signs holding them up saying this is a host. Some type of government trick. And the power brokers, all they saying is they just exercising their right. Well, didn't black people have rights to bury their dead with respect and honor? You had another group on YouTube where brothers came out celebrating in Cincinnati. And they sick the government on them. Find them, arrested them. They don't have rights. I guess when it comes to black people, we don't have rights. But everybody else can exercise their rights. And this is how it always been. And it is no different today. And here it is. You got hundreds, and I mean hundreds and thousands of people dying every day. But you think these white racists care? No, they don't care. They want to go back to business as usual. In many states, they have. The bars are back open. The spas are back open. The hair salons are back open. How you going to practice social distance in a hair salon? In a bar, on the beach. Man, hundreds of people done went down to Jacksonville, Florida on the beach. And guess what? When they leave, they come right back to our communities. And you think they care? No, because they say we the ones dying at the highest rate. I just hope and pray that our people are getting this message. And they're taking heed. Don't get tricked. Don't get bamboozled by what's happening. The only one that care about your well-being is the Most High. And you might ask yourself, well, how could the Most High care about our well-being and he's killing us more than he's killing everybody else? Well, the one who gave you life can take your life. And Yahweh is, he wants you to understand, he wants you to consider your ways. And nobody's going to teach you this, so I am. Watch what the Creator lets us know in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. And I just want to point out a few things before we get right back into Yahweh and your health. But it has everything to do with this plague. Because if you want to stay alive, you best listen to us. Because our message is to return you back to Yahweh. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, watch what it says. The very first verse. A good name is better than precious ointment. The day of death than the day of one's birth. Now, I know you ain't never heard that. Nor have you ever been told that. And it probably don't even make sense to you. How can the day of death be better than the day of one's birth? See, to understand the scriptures, what you call the Bible or the Old Testament, to understand it, you got to have wisdom. And wisdom will teach you why this statement is made. Watch what it says in the second verse. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. And that's why most people on the beaches now, this is why they want the business now. Just like Donald Trump said, people getting cabin fever. They dying from cabin fever. Well, there's people literally dying. You mean to tell me you're going to equate some people that are getting cabin fever versus somebody dying? These people don't care nothing about you. They want to be in the house of feasting. But it's better to go into the house of mourning. For that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. And let me tell you, they not laying nothing to their heart. But make no mistake about it, they will. Even though today they are not, they will. Sorrow is better than laughter. I know you wasn't told that. For by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. And watch the fourth verse. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. And yes, it is hard just to stay in the house. It is hard just to not to go out, order things online, and not be out there mingling, and not going to the movies, and not having your birthday parties, and celebrating this and celebrating that. Yeah, that's very difficult. But it's not more difficult than people dying. How insensitive, how impatient, how abominable can we be? All they want is let's get the game on. Let's get the ball rolling. It's tea time. That's all they want. They care nothing about life. But the heart of fools is in the house of gladness. They just want to be happy and glad and forget about the dead. And I'm here to tell you, this is not the way of Yahweh. What we're reading about is the way of the wicked. And yes, they are racist. Make no mistake about it. And care nothing. So don't believe this government hype, these are good Americans and these are people who just love America. But the people that's dying is Americans. The people that's on the front lines are Americans. But I'm here to tell you, the reason why so many people are dying is because what Yahweh had already told us. It's no coincidence that this plague is looking for the most vulnerable people in society, and they happen to be black. Now, they can blame it on the healthcare system. They can blame it on diet. They can blame it on not having this advantage and that advantage, and as many are doing. It's the government fault. But in the book of Deuteronomy 28, Yahweh makes it crystal clear where things come from. And you don't have to believe Yahweh, because it's still the truth. So you don't have to believe him. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, you don't have to be an Israelite to believe this. Watch what the Creator says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 59th verse, or the 58th verse. That's where we start. If you shall not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glory and fearful name, Yahweh your Elohim, if you don't do this, then Yahweh will make your plagues extraordinary and the plagues of your seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and grievous sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt, which you were afraid of, and they shall cling unto you. Also every sickness, every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, then will Yahweh bring upon you until you are destroyed, and you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim. So in other words, Yahweh will decrease your numbers. So since you won't obey him, he said he's going to make these plagues extraordinary. Grievous sicknesses. Now, you don't have to believe that, but you're sick. You don't have to believe that, but you're plagued. And this plague is looking for people with heart disease, stroke victims, asthma, diabetes, respiratory problems, bronchitis. It's looking for people like that. Some people tell you, well, it don't even care who they are. Well, it care, because these type of people are dying in record number, way more than what's reported. And people tell you, well, that's just because they're the most vulnerable. Yeah, because that's what this plague is looking for, the most vulnerable. And why is that? Because this is from Yahweh. And we know for a fact it's from Yahweh. A truth is from Yahweh. And as I stated before, you don't have to believe in Yahweh to know what I'm telling you is the truth. You can say, no, no, no. Well, you can no all you want, but it's not going to stop this plague. And where's the cure for it? Where's the vaccine for it? If it's not from the Most High. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 39th verse, this is what it says. See now that I, even I, am He. There is no Elohim with me. Now watch what he says. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. No one. No one can deliver you out of the hand of Yahweh. This is Yahweh's doing. And until we wake up and bow to that truth and fact. Because once we're able to do that, then good things can happen rather than bad things. Watch what the Creator says in the book of Exodus 15, verse 26. Yahweh and Help, part 2. In the book of Exodus, the 15th chapter, the 26th verse, and he said, if you will diligently listen to the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim, will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I brought upon the Egyptians. For I am Yahweh that heals you. Do you believe that? Do you believe Yahweh is the one that heals? Because if you believe Yahweh is the one that heals, then you have to be the one, you have to believe he's the one that heals. He's the one that wounds. But whether you believe it or not is irrelevant. And it don't even matter because right now people are dying and people need to be healed. And I'm showing you how to be healed. And you notice I ain't show you nothing about somebody laying hands on you. You can believe that. Yeah, where are all these preachers? Where are all these places that when you watch them on Sunday, they healing people. You'll see them all in Africa, all in Europe, even in the United States of America. Where are these people? I can assure you, if they can heal, then why aren't the power brokers knocking down their doors? Make no mistake about it. All these so-called healers, right now, they under the stay-at-home order. They at home practicing social distancing just like everybody else. Where are these healers at? Talking about they can heal you. And they show people running in a church and running places. If this was true, I'd have them all lined up going all over the country. And where are these so-called believers that believe they can heal, and all they got to do is pray for you, and then you heal? Then are they praying? What are they doing? to stop this plague, to stop this cold-blooded killer, this invisible killer that nobody wants to say is from the Most High. Well, who is it from? Well, forget who it's from. Just get all the healers and the prayers and put them together and see if they can stop this thing. And I'm here to tell you, they cannot. Because none can deliver out of the hand of Yahweh. Because it is Yahweh and Yahweh alone that kills and make alive, that wounds and that heals. None can deliver out of his hand. So where are they? And we showed you what you need to do to return to Yahweh. Watch what this says. There's two more scriptures on this. Daniel, the fourth chapter. And watch what it says in the 27th verse. Daniel 4 and 27. This is ancient Babylon. Now we're in the daughter of Babylon. And this was the advice to the king. And this is our advice to not just the power brokers of the day, the ones that run and rule these governments, but also to the people. Watch what it says. Therefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by righteousness. In other words, a lot of people will hear me today. They will hear me. They'll get mad at me. What is he talking about? And I'm telling you what thus says Yahweh, to break your sins off by righteousness. Who, what kind of fool will be mad at that? A wicked one. And watch what else it says. Not only will it tell you to break off your sins by righteousness, it says, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Who's doing that? Who's showing mercy to the poor? If it may be a lengthening of your tranquility, your peace, your well-being, your rest. Everybody should be doing this, showing mercy to the poor. Well, it's the poorest communities that's dying the most. You would think if somebody heard this and read this, they will make sure that the poor is provided for. The poor is taken care of. The poor has some type of peace. We're not telling you, you got to pay the poor rent and you got to do this for the poor and that, but you got to show mercy to them. And what we're seeing is no mercy at all for the poor. And Yahweh see that it ain't mercy. But that's what you should have been doing. That's what you need to do if you want some type of tranquility, peace, well-being. That's what you got to do. And that's our message. The last part of our message in the book of Isaiah 58, what you got to do as a result of this great plague that's plaguing the world, but it's killing our people in record numbers. Anybody that's sick that's listening to me, because if you're sick with this plague, ain't much you can do but have somebody pray for you. Stand in the gap for you. Plead your cause, but at the end of the day, Yahweh kill and make alive. But this is what you can do. This is what should be done. And people should be doing this by the thousands, not protesting. They should be working. Watch what it says in Isaiah 58 and 6. Is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness? To undo the heavy burdens? To let the oppressed go free? And that you break every yoke? No, they're not about to do none of this. Watch what it says. Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry? And that you bring the poor that are cast out to your house? And when you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not your face from your own flesh. And watch what happens when you begin to do these things. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. Your health shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of Yahweh shall be your rear guard. In other words, your health is going to spring forth speedily. Watch what it says. Then shall you call, and Yahweh shall answer. You shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity. No, people are going to keep doing that instead of doing what is in the 10th verse. If you draw out your soul to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light rise in the scurvy and your darkness be as the noonday. That's what you have to do. That's how you protect your health. This is what you got to do to appeal to Yah by your wisdom. They keep saying they fighting a war. This is a war. Well, the scripture says, wisdom is better than weapons of war. You got to have wisdom to fight this thing. And right now, it's a losing battle. But we won Yahweh in Health Part 2. Because Part 2, Part 1 is all about returning back to Yahweh. Because he's the one that killed and make him alive. But look what Part 2 is about. Part 2 is about this in the book of Proverbs, the 23rd chapter. In Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, I want you to understand this wisdom and this story concerning Yahweh and your health. It says in the book of Proverbs 23, the very first verse, when you sit to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before you. In other words, our people eat things and it's not even a ruler. These are nobodies. And they not considering was put before them. We go to these restaurants and we look at some health inspection report that say 95, 96. Most people don't even look at them at all. But at the end of the day, we're not considering diligently what is put before you. Watch the second verse. These are not my words. These are the words of Yahweh. Now, once you consider these things, you hadn't put nothing in your mouth. See, to return back to Yahweh, you hadn't taken nothing. Yahweh just letting you know to have good health. Feed the poor. Plead the cause for the widow and the fatherless. To have good health. Clothed and naked. Stop pointing the finger. Stop worrying about yourself and worry about others. keep my commandments, my statutes, my judgments, and my laws. That's health number one. But health number two, in the second verse, and put a knife to your throat. If you are a man given to appetite, in other words, your mind, your heart, in which you use to consider, has to be stronger than the food that's right before your eyes. And let's just be totally frank and honest. Our heart, our mind, unfortunately, is not stronger than what sits before us. Neither do we consider diligently what we put in our mouth. And when you don't consider, the second verse is saying this, put a knife to your throat. In other words, you might as well cut your own neck because you don't even know what you eat. And oftentimes you know what you're eating and you will eat it anyway. And you worried about what somebody else doing to you. And you're doing worse to yourself. Here it is on cigarettes, they got warning labels. On many cleaning products, they got warning labels telling you that it's hazardous for your health. But do you think we take heed? You think we listen? And then when we end up with cancer and tumors, kidney problems, liver problems, blindness, deafness, heart issues. Then we start wondering, why? What did I do, Yahweh? What did I do? You didn't take heed. You didn't consider diligently. Watch what it says. Be not desirous of his dainties. Yeah, that's the sweets that we so love, that we got to have, and we will justify it. Well, we're going to die of something. For they are deceitful bread. You don't even know how this thing made, but you're going to eat it because it's sweet. Labor not to be rich. Cease from your own wisdom. Will you set your eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle towards heaven. And that's what we do. In other words, let me tell you what this is all about so you won't be confused. See, Yahweh in Health Part 2 is about the way you think. See, Yahweh said, consider diligently what is put before you. In other words, when you start considering things, you start thinking. And when you start thinking, then you have a greater chance of surviving. You pay closer attention to your life. You will get sick and go right back and do what you did to get sick the day before. And why? But you're not considering nothing. You might as well put a knife to your throat. Sixth verse. Eat you not the bread of him that has an evil eye. Neither desire you his delectable food. And who has an evil eye? See, most people don't even know what an evil eye is. But there's a lot of people that's making your food that hate you. They making your food and don't even have your best interest. They serving food in your communities and go home and talk about you like a dog. But you don't care. Because all you desire is their delectable food. Many of these big corporations that make food are racist anyway. And they're working daily to undermine our community. They interview one owner of a beer company right there in St. Louis, Missouri, where they got the big factories. I can't even remember what company it is now, but it'll come to me later. And there are certain alcohol beverages they make that they don't even put in white communities at all. They put them all in the black community. So the little white kids, in order for them to drink it, they got to come to the hood. The hood rats don't care. They not thinking and considering nothing. And they asked this owner, they said, well, do you drink this? And they said, no. He said, what about this? Another alcohol beverage that's in our community and not in other communities. And he said, no. They said, well, why you don't drink these things, but yet you put them in other people's communities? And you don't even drink it yourself. He said, well, we don't drink it. We don't drink it. But you own it. Yeah, I own it. Y'all make it. Yeah, we make it. But you don't drink it? No, we don't drink it. Watch what it says. 7 verse. And this is why you got to be circumspect. This is why you have to consider things. Watch what it says. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. And the scriptures tell you, as a man thinking, so is he. And so when they think evil about you and hate you, want to discriminate against you and exploit you, pay you low wages. You think a company that's paying you low rate wages actually think good about you? Why do you think he's paying you low wages? Because he loves you? That ain't what he's doing in his sons and daughters. He's not paying them no wages. It says, eat and drink, said he to you. But his heart is not with you. So our people, not only do you have to return to Yahweh, but make no mistake about it. You have to change the way you think. You must begin to start considering everything that you eat. No wonder we got bad health. We might as well have put a knife to our throats. It says the morsel which you have eaten shall you vomit up and lose your sweet words. Now, how many times you done threw up not knowing why you threw up? Deep down inside, you know it was the food, but you're not going to say that because you want that same thing tomorrow. Furthermore, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, because if you don't change the way you think, if you're not considering nothing, then it's going to be difficult for us to help you because you're not even going to consider the words that I'm telling you right now. And I'm not selling nothing. I'm just telling you the truth. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the first verse. And it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind, your mind, among all nations, whether Yahweh, your Elohim, has driven you. In other words, when you say, man, we got to be cursed. Look what's happening to our community. Are people shooting each other down in the north? We're being lynched and hung in the south? We the sickest people, it seems like, on earth, especially in the United States of America. We're the lowest on the totem pole. No health insurance. No other benefits on the jobs. No wealth passed down to us, even though we built everything, started everything. No generation wealth at all. The only thing we pass down to our children is more disease, more plagues, and more death. So now you got a string of family members dying from heart disease. Why? A string of family members dying for diabetes. Why? A string of family members got high blood pressure. Why? And we will not call this to mind and call it what it is, a curse? And walk around talking about we're blessed and highly favored. Watch what it says. And shall return unto Yahweh your Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul. See, that's what we got to do. We got to return to Yahweh. But how are you going to return to Yahweh and your mind is all messed up and you refuse to consider the way you think? You got to think different. Because what happens is when you begin to think differently, then your actions become different. And you got people always mad, always down, always, because all they do is hear something, and that's all is the day and the night is over. The scripture says you don't even give yourself to words that are spoken. And I'll read that to you. In other words, if you don't have your mind in the way you think, totally on Yahweh, then you're going to succumb to the evil and wicked devices of the world. Watch this. One of the greatest women you can read about is in the book of Exodus 31. And let me show you why this woman is able to protect herself. She don't need nobody to protect her. She's able to protect herself. And let me show you how she do it in the book of Proverbs 31. And watch this in Proverbs 31. The 25th verse. It says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. In other words, she's not worried about when she's going to rejoice and when I'm going to be happy and when my ship going to dock and when this and when that. She's not worried about none of that. Because she knows she's going to rejoice in time to come. And watch what it says. She opens her mouth with wisdom. Why? Because wisdom is better than weapons of war. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. And this is the verse that I want you to see. She looks well to the ways of her household. You notice it doesn't say she looked well to her household. No, this is not a woman just feeding everybody good. And no, it says she looks well to the ways of her household. In other words, she making sure their ways, their conduct, their behavior is righteous, is upright and good. And then the very verse I want you to see, and eat not the bread of idleness. In other words, listening to a bunch of foolishness, listening to a bunch of idle talk, she don't eat it. Gossip, tailbearing, stuff, that ain't what she eat. And why? Because as soon as she does, her mind will be off of Yahweh. And Yahweh said we must consider diligently. That's why the Creator said he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind stay on him. And he will. Because you got to learn how to think differently if you want to be healthy. And when you think differently, your actions will become different. And I want you to see that. Yahweh in your health. In the book of Proverbs, the sixth chapter, and I want you to see this. I want you to understand this. This is one of the greatest wisdoms you can have. And I knew one day this wisdom will come in the right time. Watch this. Proverbs 6. And we're going to start reading the fourth verse. Give not sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. How do you deliver yourself? Well, it's going to tell you. Go to the ant, you slugger, and consider her ways, and be wise, which have no guide, overseer, or ruler. Provides her meat in the summer, gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you sleep, O slugger? When will you arise out of your sleep? Yet a little sleep. A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as one that travels, and your want as an armed man. In other words, the reason why the mass majority of our people are sick today, not only their thinking, their mind is way off. Won't even consider what's put before them. But they won't work. They won't work for their own food. They won't work for their own livelihood. They waste a lot of time just being a sluggard and thinking about themselves, but not with an ant. An ant don't even have to have a ruler. They don't have to have somebody telling them to do this, telling them to do that, telling them all kind of things. But today, we got people, the only way that they'll do anything, you got to tell them. And this is not wisdom. That's why the Almighty said, look to the ant. Watch this in the book of Proverbs 30. How can you be healthy and you refuse to work? Yeah, anybody can work for themselves. But if you want to be blessed, you can't see nothing to do in the name of Yahweh. You don't work for Yah at all. Everybody just talking. But when it comes down to his work, you would think Yahweh don't have no jobs for nobody. No, Yahweh got a lot of jobs that pay very well. But you don't want that type of job. You would rather work for the dainties of our enemies. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 30. There are four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. And why would they do that? Because when they prepare their meat, it lasts all winter long. They work. They work together. And they build. And this is what Yahweh wants us to do. That's why he told us to work 6 days and rest the Sabbath day. But the 6 days, he told us to work and do all our labor. We're not doing all our labor, nor are we doing all our work. We got too much time to do all kind of idle work. And we will justify it. And then, even worse than that, we will teach it to our children, hand it down to them, and they become sluggards. Where now they won't even work. Get mad if you tell them to do something. And then everybody talk about, well, why I'm sick? Why am I sick? All that junk you've been eating. Why I'm sick? Because you're just laying down doing nothing. Sluggards, laziness, the dainties of our enemies. This is your problem. This is part of your problem. And I'm telling you, you got to think different. You got to be different. Because this plague is looking for people like that. Watch this. Just show you how bad this is. In the book of Proverbs, the 19th chapter, In the book of Proverbs, the 19th chapter, the 24th verse, it says, a slothful man hides his hand in his bosom. In other words, he just got his hands sitting in his pants, sitting on his stomach, in his pockets. In other words, his hands ain't working at all. Matter of fact, his hand is not working to the extent, watch what it says, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. In other words, after he has eaten his enormous meal, he won't even take the time to wipe his mouth. That's how slothful he is. And not only he's that slothful, and then because we're talking about health. And if you slothful, then how can you be healthy? If you think bad and don't even consider what's before you, you don't even think about it, you ain't even considering it. Knowing this thing is bad. As a matter of fact, you don't even care that it's bad. You wonder why we sick. In the book of Proverbs, the 12th chapter, the 27th verse, the slothful man won't even put his hand back to his mouth. Watch what it says in the 27th verse of Proverbs, the 12th chapter. The slothful man roasts not that which he took in honey. In other words, he won't even cook the thing, won't even make it, won't dress it up. Somebody else got to do it for him because he's slothful. And if he got to do it for himself, it will spoil. It will go bad. And he would rather have something that's already cooked, like McDonald's and Burger King and Frisch's and Wendy's. But the substance of a diligent man is precious. This is why we are sick, because we think sickly. How are we going to get healthy if we ain't moving? We ain't working. We ain't laboring in the way that gets the heart beating good, in the way that gets the blood flowing right, in the way that removes toxins out the body, in the way that open up the lungs so that you can breathe. But we sick, and this plague is looking for sick people. That's who it's looking for. Furthermore, Proverbs 21. And this is what it says. In the book of Proverbs 21, and we're going to read the 25th verse. The desire of the slothful kills him. Because all he's doing is desiring to be lazy, idleness, don't want to work, don't want to labor, don't want to learn nothing, don't want to grow and develop. For his hands refuse to labor. That's why these children, that's how they growing up, slothfulness. That's just what they taught. Parents scared to tell their kids to work all day. Well, you worked all day. Why can't they work all day? If they're not reading or learning or adding, then make them work. Make them clean. There's a good lesson in cleaning, learning, developing. We let these kids sit around, sleep, eat, and play games. And this is slothfulness. Terrible slothfulness. And you're going to know I'm telling you the truth when it's too late. Furthermore, in the book of Proverbs 26, the 16th verse. And this is what it says. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. And that's terrible. Here it is. You got seven men that can tell you something. And even if the seven men disagreed with one another, they came together and wrestled over the issue. They debated their cause. And they can render a reason because they debated the cause. But a sluggard won't even do that. He don't want to debate. He don't want to talk. He don't want to reason. He just want to be lazy and justify in his action. And the only reason he's a slugger is because the way he thinks. The only reason you give your appetite and you desire dainties is because the way you think. You refuse to consider that you don't have to do that. You don't have to succumb to this. And you don't have to be sick. And a lot of times, you won't do nothing until you get sick. And then you find out, once you're sick, you don't even have the willpower. You don't have the wisdom to get better. Now you're sick. Now you're wounded. Now you're bruised. And now you will die. And the Creator, in His infinite wisdom, made man on the earth. Watch what the Creator did with man. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter, the 15th verse, this is what it says. And Yahweh, 2 and 15, and Yahweh Elohim took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. This is what Yahweh did. He, that's where he put the man. And this is what he told the man was. He put him, gave him a job and said, dress this garden, keep this garden. This was a good job, a beautiful job. And he said, 16 verse,
Yahweh
commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but a tree of the knowledge of the of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die. And of course we know this story. That's exactly what the man did. As a result of being enticed by his wife, who was enticed by some idol talk that she listened to from something else. That's why virtuous women don't even eat the bread of idleness, because this is what can happen. Ooh, that do make sense. Oh, that do seem like it'll make one wise. And you start considering the things that you don't supposed to consider. And here, all the trees of the garden, I don't know how many it was, but he was able to freely eat of it. But it was only one tree he couldn't eat. And the one tree he couldn't eat, he ate. Out of all the trees in the garden, and it was many, you wanted the one that wasn't for you. And this is the essence, the attitude, the behavior, the thought of our people. In Genesis, the third chapter, watch what it says. The first verse. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. And he said to the woman, indeed, as Elohim said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim has said, you shall not eat of it. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Now you in a conversation you didn't even have to be in. For Elohim does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as Elohim's, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, in other words, she began to consider this thing. When she already knew the truth, she considered it. Because it came from somebody else or something else. And this is what our people are doing today. They considering all kind of foolishness instead of obeying, instead of obedience. Well, so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said that. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Monkey see, monkey do. And this is what happens when you don't consider what is put before you. And this is what happens when you don't consider, period. So Israel, we have to change the way we think. We must bethink ourselves of the blessing and the cursing that Yahweh has set before us. Because once we consider it, then we can consider blessing and cursing, life and death, good and evil, even as he told us. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Take a look at my soul. Nothing left but these holes. They tried to take me down, but Yah is in control. So now I ask you, you suddenly black too. The oppressor ain't fair when he attacked. You started wars cause they tried to tax you. You should be asking who they was asking. Now what? Prices on our backs and the IRS wanted in on the back end. Lincoln was never down for emancipation, just good political relations to try to make a good case for the next election. Yet Jim Crow came right back in the field, certified with a government seal. Probably tried to stand up with Zeal. Sadly, he thought that Jesus was real. They gave us some fake moons and education to keep us concealed.
Take a look at my soul. All I want to do is go. There's nothing left of me. I'm just horror slavery. For 100 centuries, nothing left for you to hold. All I want to be is be my Yah and live free.
400 centuries of this horrid slavery, but Yah, he is the king, and he will save me. So now I ask you, will you drop to your knees and beg Yah, please? Don't you know that Yah is coming? It's like tomorrow. I can't even tell you the time on your Audemars. Just guard your heart, baby, paw, baby doll. Don't cry. Paparazzi never cared about them tears. No way. Just spend my Yah all day. Resting him just like the song say. I'm waiting for the day that he sit on the throne. Till then I'm stuck in my zone. Staying focused on the day when he finally takes us home. Till then I'm prophesying to the dry bones. Till that day that I'm gone. And Yah reveal what he has shown. That Yahweh is Elohim, is him and none alone.
Take a look at my soul. All I wanna do is go. There's nothing left of me of this horrid slavery. For 100 centuries, nothing left for you to hold. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free.